As you may remember, I turned 60 about a year and a half ago, and my friend Sarah made me a beautiful quilt. Well, that was not my only birthday present that day. Sarah and her husband Dave also gave me a birthday card with a Photoshopped picture of an enormous tardigrade sitting on a dock. Their card favorably compared me to this magnificent creature. Don't know what a tardigrade is? Well, more on that in a minute. The point of the birthday card was that I was tough like a tardigrade, and I have never been paid a higher compliment. So, what's so great about tardigrades? Well, they are rather tiny, about pinhead size. Okay, maybe that doesn't seem so great. Their name means slow walker in Latin, meaning they do not move quickly. Huh. Well, that might not seem so wonderful either. And they are quite plump and have 8 very short legs. A compliment, you say? Well, the true defining feature of tardigrades is that they are tough. And I mean nothing tougher in the animal world tough. Tardigrades are also known as water bears, or even better, moss piglets. I hope you'll either Google water bears or check out WXPR's website and click on Field Notes, where I will post a scanning electron micrograph of a tardigrade. They are truly adorable and resemble tiny hippos with 8 stumpy legs with little claws at the end. Their snout looks like a small megaphone. These minuscule but cute as a button aquatic animals commonly live in moss or lichens. There may be countless numbers of them in the moss on top of your roof. But they are also found in every part of the world, from the tropics to Antarctica, and from mountaintops to deep ocean sediments. Water bears are famous because they can survive the most extreme conditions found on this planet. They can tolerate extremely low temperatures, from just about absolute zero, or negative 458 degrees Fahrenheit, up to extremely high temperatures of 300 degrees Fahrenheit for at least a few minutes. They can tolerate not eating for 30 years. You can dry them out so they are only 3% water, rehydrate them, and they will still reproduce. They can withstand radiation that would kill any other organism. They can tolerate pressures 6 times greater than those found in the deepest ocean and will survive radiation hundreds of times higher than a human could tolerate. Tardigrades traveled into space in 2011 on the final flight of the space shuttle Endeavour. The scientists found that tardigrades were barely affected by the lack of gravity, and even all that cosmic radiation hardly fazed the tardigrades, suggesting they could be useful animals for space research. Back here on Earth, tardigrades have survived the 5 great mass extinctions, another indication of their hardiness. Currently, there are over 1,000 different kinds of water bears around the world, and as far as we know, they are all outstandingly tough. As I said, they mostly live in moss and lichens and use 6 of their stumpy legs for moving and the other pair for holding onto whatever they're standing in. Their legs do not have any joints, and they came to be known as water bears because of their bear-like gait as they lumbered along on their jointless legs. Another weird thing about tardigrades is that they are among the few animal groups that are eutelic, that is, every adult of the species has the exact same number of cells in their body. I have no idea how someone figured that out. They reproduce by laying eggs, and once the eggs hatch, the youngsters have their full complement of cells, so to get bigger, the cells simply grow. There is no cell division. These animals just get curiouser and curiouser. Tardigrades do have a small brain, reminding me of Winnie the Pooh, who said, "When you are a bear of very little brain, and you think of things, you find sometimes that a thing which seemed very thingish inside you is quite different when it gets out into the open and has other people looking at it." Somehow, I imagine a tardigrade as being very poo-like, rotund and slow, but deceptively tough. So now you may understand why I was so flattered to be compared to these stumpy but heroically tough little critters. For Field Notes, this is Susan Knight of UW-Madison's Trout Lake Station.